society laid open to every view the palpable truth that the mass of mankind has not been born with saddles on their backs, nor a favored few booted and spurred, ready to ride them legitimately by the grace of God. These are the grounds of hope for others. For ourselves, let the annual return of this day forever refresh our recollections of these rites and an undiminished devotion to them.
Although the Declaration of Independence is quite brief, it is packed with philosophy and history. The Declaration has cast its spell over generations of Americans, not primarily because of its relation to independence, but because of its philosophical value. It captures the thinking of an age, of a country, with a concise elegance which has rarely, if ever, been surpassed in American letters. The Declaration was written by the right man, Thomas Jefferson, in the right place, colonial America, at the right time, during a Revolutionary War. Change any of these conditions, and the Declaration we know would not exist. Its replacement would surely pale by comparison. This presentation explores the historical and philosophical background of the Declaration. It is divided into three sections. The first part clarifies some commonly misunderstood features of the Declaration and ends with a reading of the entire text. The second part traces the early life of Thomas Jefferson, examines how he came to write the Declaration, and offers some examples of how the Declaration, as Jefferson wrote it, differs from the Declaration we know today. The third and final part explores the philosophy of the Declaration, especially its defense of the right of revolution against an oppressive government. Most significant events in human history are plagued by differences of interpretation. The Declaration is no exception. Historians